Senator Barack Obama says he wants to expand President Bush's faith-based initiative. That program funnels federal money into church-run social services. Obama says he wants the program to be the moral center of his administration, and he slammed the president's program as a failure, as little more than a photo op. Senator John McCain also supports faith-based initiatives. He says charter schools are good examples of effective faith-based organizations, and he voted to make it easier for religious groups that provide social services to compete for federal grants. Here now on the line is David Kuo. He's the former deputy director of the White House Office on Faith-Based Initiatives. He has now become a critic of that office. And you've had a chance to review Barack Obama's plan. What do you think?
It's a very smart, intelligent, well-thought-out plan, but the proof will be in the pudding. You know, the question for Barack Obama is, you know, will he follow through?
And follow through on what specifically?
You know, he's gone through and he's looked at the failures of the White House Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives, and they have, you know, made a systematic attempt to address those problems. You know, for starters, one of the problems in the Bush White House was, you know, a lack of integration with the faith-based initiative into the domestic policy staff. They have specifically said, we will integrate this into a president's council. They will be part of every part of our decision-making. You know, that's a very smart thing to do. You know, and they've also set forward, you know, a very smart thing by saying, listen, we want to know what works. Right? We want to have an objective analysis to see what works, and we want to fund what works. And it's an example of Senator Obama not just reaching across the line to evangelicals, but frankly reaching across the line to conservative thinkers and saying, listen, I believe in analysis. I believe, you know, we should fund what works and we shouldn't fund what doesn't work. You know, to most of the people in the world, this is not exactly a stunner. In Washington, it's big news.
But, you know, a lot of people would say, the government should not be in the business of funding faith-based organizations, no matter what they do.
Yeah, I've heard that. You know, there are a lot of people who are critics of a faith-based approach, which is, again, one of the things that makes Obama's approach very interesting. You know, he's coming out and he's saying, listen, I believe faith-based institutions are a vital part of the American fabric, and, you know, I believe that they will be funded. And, you know, he said, I know that there are those who don't believe this, but I do. You know, Senator Obama has now made himself accountable for that. And, you know, it's a big deal. And the question is going to be whether he follows through.
What about John McCain? He says he also supports faith-based initiatives.
You know, I hope Senator McCain comes out and one-ups Senator Obama. You know, I think that there are areas where Senator Obama's plan can be approved upon. And, you know, I would hope that Senator McCain would take this initiative and stand up and say, listen, I know that there are a lot of people in this country who are suffering, a lot of people who are hurting, and I want you to know that my administration appreciates and wants to empower the work of faith-based organizations across this country. And I really, truly hope that Senator McCain does that. He's supported it in the past. For Senator McCain, this is an opportunity for him to come forward and really sort of make an even more powerful statement.
What was it about President Bush's plan or putting it into practice or not putting it into practice that made you so critical and led you to leave the office?
Well, I left the office for, you know, for independent reasons. But, you know, there wasn't at the end of the day a staff-level commitment at the most senior level. There wasn't a commitment on the behalf of the president to really push through this agenda and fulfill his promises. And that's exactly the sort of thing that Senator Obama is going to have to deal with, because there are a whole lot of people in the Democratic Party who are fundamentally opposed to this idea.
And would John McCain have an easier time of it?
No. No. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, people don't care about policies for the poor, right? That's why they don't tend to get enacted. Senator McCain will have his own problems. You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, Democrats tend to be opposed to faith-based programs because, you know, they're very leery of the faith element. You know, Republicans tend to be leery about faith-based programs for the poor because they're leery of government programs to help the poor.
David Kuo is former deputy director of the White House Office of Faith-Based Initiatives. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks.